Having signed on January 2nd the Act for the Establishment of the Special Prosecutor, Act 959, I have appointed Mr. Martin Amidou as the first person to hold that position. I'm well aware of the general sense of anxiety in the country and the strong feeling that politicians tend to get away with corrupt practices. A significant choice, though, that Mr. Amidou is, I do not expect that he will provide all the answers will deal with the phenomenon of corruption by public officials. But I do believe that at the least, the office will remove the fear of partisan prosecution and begin to put the fear of God in all public officials who are intending to go down the path of corruption. Just in case it needs reiterating, let me state again that current office holders are as likely to be investigated and prosecuted by the special prosecutor if a case is made out against them as past office holders. At all times, the rule of law must be adhered to. This leads me to how we are dealing with allegations of corruption against current appointees. I've made it publicly known that anyone who has information about acts of corruption against any of my appointees should bring it forward and should be prepared to back it up with evidence. So far, every single act of alleged corruption labeled against any member of my administration has been or is in the process of being investigated by independent bodies, and the findings so far made public. From the allegations against the Minister for Energy designate at his parliamentary confirmation hearings, to that against the CEO of BOST, to those against the two deputy chiefs of staff, to the claims of extortion against the trade minister, and to those against the Minister for Special Development Initiatives, they have all been investigated, and no evidence has been adduced to suggest mildly the perpetration of any act of corruption. However, some people appear determined to stick to their politically motivated view that there has been corruption. This surely is not a helpful practice. It is important to note that in this, my first year of office, two separate bipartisan probes in Parliament have been established to inquire into allegations of corruption, as against zero in the Mahama years, despite the persistent calls by the then minority. I have a greater interest in my appointees not being corrupt than any critic could possibly have. Try me. Produce the evidence to back the allegation and see what the reaction will be. But I think it is also worth pointing out that we should be careful about the new trend that appears to be emerging, whereby any allegation, no matter how spurious, quickly gains the character of, quote, a scandal, or, quote, an act of corruption, even when it is shot down. Ladies and gentlemen of the media, I should not omit from this accounting the disgraceful behavior of some members of my party, the New Patriotic Party, which has become known as vigilantism. I believe there is no longer any argument that criminal behavior wears no political colors and is solely to be dealt with by the police. I pray that we have seen the last of it. We're continuously working to ensure that it does not recur, that we uphold the rule of law. Members of the media, free senior high school is now a reality. The first batch of students to be enrolled under the scheme has finished one term and gone back to school after the Christmas break. If it has taken the introduction of free SHS to to encourage media and other commentators to find the many problems that bedevil our schools. I simply take it as one more reason to cheer the Free SHS. We shall work systematically to solve the problems, not just of the senior high schools, but from the kindergartens to the junior high schools as well. We shall put greater emphasis on technical, agricultural, and vocational training, and skills training in general. We have no choice but to educate and train our workforce to match the needs of the modern economy of the 21st century. This is only possible if we prioritize and accelerate the development and application of science, technology, and innovation, and also develop the capacity to design and manufacture machines, parts, and tools for ourselves. The two ministries of education and environment, science, technology, and innovation are working together to step up the development and application of appropriate technologies to solve the variety of problems that confront us at this stage of our country's development. This is to be supported with a national strategy to promote science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM education throughout our educational system and stimulate the interest of our pupils and students, especially girls, in science, technology, and innovation. I'm still working to achieve gender parity, or at least reach the percentage promised in the MPP manifesto. In the meantime, I wish to encourage all to support the He for She campaign to help us achieve the UN Sustainable Development Goal number 5.